Turning to sports on KNKX, it's a celebration 10 years in the making. Mariners legend Edgar Martinez is finally being inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about Edgar's legacy. As Edgar Martinez is inducted into the Hall of Fame, a lot of people are remembering the double.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it. It just continues. My, oh, my. Edgar Martinez with a double. Ripped down the left field line, and they are going crazy at the Kingdom.
It was the final game of the American League Division Series in 1995, the 11th inning. Art, you were at the Kingdom for that game. What was it like?
It was an astonishing moment. It was the moment in the history of Seattle sports. To quote another famous sports figure in Seattle history, Slick Watts, who was briefly a broadcaster, he offered up the immortal phrase, "It was so loud, I couldn't hear my ears." And that's how it was in the Kingdome that time when Junior crossed the plate with the winning run that beat the hated Yankees. It was intense. It was explosive. It was tear-generating because 18 years of Bassett-faced history with the Mariners had ended with winning a series against the dreadnought team in Major League Baseball. So Edgar's double will last forever and ever. Amen.
That was one game in an impressive career for Edgar Martinez.
Yeah, it took 10 years for the baseball world to understand Edgar's contribution and status, which is kind of remarkable because Edgar didn't have an at-bat during those 10 years. But the analytics began to come out that Edgar was basically the best hitter in baseball since Joe DiMaggio, which is a pretty high compliment.
Yeah.
And without going into the numbers, it wasn't just how successful a hitter he was. It was how consistent he was, how humble he was, and how self-effacing he was as a personality. And I think the big embrace here in Seattle was that he never left. He was part of the community and was as consistent as a metronome. And he has been totally embraced by this community.
You've talked before about his preparation. And that, I think that's just something that speaks to his personality and the way he approached the game.
There's an anecdote coming out now as Edgar approaches the hall ceremonies this Sunday about the night of the double when everybody was partying. It was champagne all over the place. And the players jumped in the training room's whirlpool. There was like, there's a great photo in the back of my book, Out of Left Field, of all these players celebrating. The one guy who wasn't in there was Edgar. Edgar was in the training room elsewhere riding his stationary bike, his usual routine, for 20 minutes after a game. And they're all thinking, Edgar, we just won a playoff series. Get in here. But that was Edgar.
What are your feelings as this induction is finally happening?
Well, it couldn't happen to a better guy. And I think one of the hallmarks of Edgar is the fact that I don't think there's anybody else who's been revered like Edgar, because nobody's ever said a bad word about him. And he's still a part of things here. And I think people not only admire his skill, but admire his embrace of the community, and they've hugged him back.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
And I'm Ed Ronco. This is such a momentous occasion for Seattle sports that we wanted to spend just a little more time with it. And we wanted to talk to someone who has spent a lot of time getting to know Edgar Martinez. Larry Stone helped Edgar write his autobiography and is a sports writer for the Seattle Times. We talked on the phone as he made his way to Cooperstown, and he told me they're expecting 40 to 50,000 people for the ceremony in what could be the largest crowd ever.
It's going to be quite a spectacle, and yeah, I'm interested to see what Edgar says when he gets up on the podium.
You've written a book about him, and you were there when he got the call that he was in.
That is true. It's an autobiography called Edgar, an Autobiography, that I helped him with. And in January, when he got the call into the Hall of Fame, I was in his hotel suite in New York with his family. Just an incredible opportunity, you know, one I'll cherish the rest of my life, is to be there when the phone call came and to see how Edgar reacted and the family, the emotion and all that. He'd been on the ballot for 10 years. And you only get 10 years of eligibility, so it was quite the moment when the phone rang.
We heard his reaction, you know, certainly at the time when he was named to the Hall of Fame. But I'm wondering how he handled the wait, because you were watching him kind of longitudinally here. What was his attitude as he went through ballot after ballot?
I think he was realistic. He thought he was a Hall of Famer, but he knew that it wasn't a slam dunk case because he had been a designated hitter, and he knew that there was going to be a lot of resistance because of that. And it looked really dire for a while at the halfway point. He was at 25%, and you need 75%. I think a lot of people, including himself, kind of gave up hope at that point. It didn't look good, and then there was this almost miraculous turnaround and this slow uphill climb that he had that just kind of gathered momentum as it went along. By the time this tenfold came around, everybody was pretty confident he was going to get in. But he handled it in typical Edgar fashion, you know, graciously, quietly, you know, never showed any emotion or any anger or impatience or anything like that. His attitude was, if it happens, it'll be great. If it doesn't, you know, I still have a good life.
Did you cover Ken Griffey Jr.'s induction?
I did, yeah. This will be my fourth induction.
Does this feel different?
It feels a little different because with Jr., it was a coronation. The only question with Jr. was whether he would get 100%, and he was three votes shy of that. Mariano Rivera became the first person to ever receive 100% of the votes, which is quite an accomplishment in a voting body over 400. So you knew Ken was going to get in, and so I think there's maybe just a little more of a empathy and a feeling of satisfaction among fans for Edgar because of the way he waited. You know, and Edgar is a beloved Mariner, maybe even more than Griffey, because he played his whole career in Seattle, 18 years. You know, Griffey engineered a trade to Cincinnati in his prime. Edgar's the one who stayed, and I think that adds a layer of joy to Mariners fans.
As a sports writer, I know you spend a lot of time around the people you cover. There are home games and road games and press conferences and practices and all these things that you're covering. But you have spent a particular amount of time with Edgar Martinez. And I'm wondering, you know, as journalists, we always talk about kind of keeping an emotional distance from our subjects. But I'm wondering, you know, if you've really gotten to know him in a way that is different than other folks you've covered.
Yeah, I mean, I can't deny that. We worked on a book together for over a year. You know, I sat in his living room week after week and listened to his life story, basically. We did it chronologically, talked about everything from his upbringing in Puerto Rico to the struggles of his career when he had a hard time breaking into the lineup and the triumphs of his career. So, yeah, I mean, that deepened the relationship, no question about it. You know, everything you hear about Edgar, about what a solid citizen he is and a good guy, it's all true. He's just a genuinely good-hearted, kind, decent person.
Larry Stone, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
He's a sports writer for the Seattle Times and co-author of the book Edgar, an Autobiography.